Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It's Friday already. Can you believe it? Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Welcome inside the studios with me. I'll be filling your prescription for freedom in what is arguably the fastest hour in daytime radio. It flies right by. That much I can tell you. Big shakeups down in South Florida in Broward County. More about all of that on the Sunday Monster broadcast. The recurring theme this week, I laid this groundwork for you intentionally because we can no longer afraid to be politically correct, not as gun owners in America today. And it is high time that we step up our game and we not be afraid to call what is. Whatever it is must be called what it is. We cannot play the games of the left and be politically correct. There is too much at stake in America today. Over the course of the past few to 4 to 5 days, I've been using the report out of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas to highlight simple fact. You know, and I know, as gun owners and critical thinkers, as individuals who have the ability and possess intellectual honesty, we're able to be intellectually honest because we think about things rather than feel about things. We don't base emotion, we don't base our decision-making process strictly off of emotion, as the left does in America. Big difference between conservatism and liberalism, progressive socialism disease and conservatism. And that is, we have the ability to step back and say, wait a minute, we got to think about this before we act. What's actually going on here? Let's seek the truth. Let's find the facts, then make a decision. Unlike the knee-jerk left. Oh, we've got to do something. We've got to ban this. We have to do this. We can't agree to this because it flies in the face of what we know to be correct, even though what we know to be correct really is based off of emotion, not necessarily off of fact. I'm convinced that you could convince a leftist lunatic progressive that 2 + 2 didn't equal 4 if that would somehow lead them to believe something they believe in were actually true, even though it weren't, if it fit their political agenda. Does that make sense? Those people could be convinced of that. I am convinced of that, but I digress for just a second. The recurring theme here is we cannot be afraid to speak the truth, and we can no longer waste our time in a non-existent debate with someone who isn't willing to debate when the concept and the topic of what we're discussing isn't debatable to begin with. I've used that example of 2 + 2 = 4. That's not debatable. What flavor of beer you like or what type of food, that's debatable. Whether we should put a wall up, well, the press might like to call it debatable, but Jim Acosta pretty much proved that point yesterday, didn't he? Walls work. It's pretty much not debatable. If it were debatable, we could have that conversation with Nancy Pelosi, couldn't we? Because she's got walls around her neighborhood and her house, doesn't she? Walls work for her. Some things are not debatable. Arming teachers to stop and counter a school threat and letting the entire world know that if you walk in these doors, you're going to engage in a shootout, you're not going to have free reign, is enough to stop a Nicholas Cruz from going into the next school. If he does, in that 1 minute and 38 seconds preceding the response time of 1 minute and 39 seconds, that coward Broward deputy sheriff Peterson was there, we won't see 21 people shot and 9 wounded. We might see 3 people shot or 21 people shot and 9 fatally wounded. We might see 3 or 4 people shot and 1 or 2 killed. And it's unfortunate to have to put it in those terms. But when evil acts, evil has the advantage. And what we've got to do is mitigate the damage. We can mitigate that damage further because I don't believe we're going to see a Nicholas Cruz walk into a school knowing they're going to be confronted. There are other ways to commit suicide by cop if somebody wants to die. Fascinating conversation. But you can no longer be afraid to call stupid stupid for fear of any retribution. Stupid is as stupid does. Don't be afraid to be right. Don't be afraid to speak your mind. Don't be afraid to tell someone, really? Bill, that's pretty stupid. For an otherwise intelligent guy, that was a pretty stupid comment. That you can't understand that 21 people being shot, you're okay with that? When there's a fix, gosh, Bill, You're pretty stupid, my friend. In fact, you're so stupid, I don't even want to talk to you about this anymore because you're not thinking clearly. You're letting your emotions override your cognitive ability to think properly. You're not thinking at all, in fact. That's how you have to handle those situations. It's sad that there are people like that. It truly is. But we also have, now, let's go into some other news for the week here. Five Republicans have joined now Democrat push to criminalize private gun sales. There's going to be more jumping on this bandwagon. Will it be enough to move a vote forward in the Senate? I don't know. Will Mitch McConnell move the bill in the Senate? I don't know. The more Republicans that jump on, the more I'm inclined to believe that Mitch McConnell is going to move the bill in the Senate. It's as simple as that. Five Republicans joining Democrat push to criminalize gun sales. This is coming from our good friend A.W.R. Hawkins. Well, let's just say it's not coming from him. It's coming from the five Republicans. But A.W.R. Hawkins is giving it to us in perspective. And who are those people? Peter King, Republican, New York. You got to be kidding me, right? Yet again, thanks a lot for that, New York. Appreciate it. The state that can't find anybody better than Schumer? Boy, that tells me everything I need to know. Brian Fitzpatrick, Republican, Pennsylvania. Fred Upton, Republican, Michigan. Chris Smith, Republican, New Jersey. And Brian Mast, Republican, Florida. Why should a Republican in Florida, a very pro-gun state up until just recently, be afraid to put his name on this bill when Marco Rubio is putting forth an ERPO red flag bill in the U.S. Senate? And new senator, yeah, Scott, signed a package of three of the worst gun controls that Florida has ever seen. Why would he be afraid to do that? This is the changing demographic in Florida? No. What this is noodle wishy-washy Republicans who are trying to appease somebody, the media, to try to make it look like, hey, our party is concerned about common sense gun safety measures that save lives. The media. It is going to be a very, very difficult year. That's why we talked about what we talked about this week. Now is not the time for you to get shy and go into your bubble. The left is going to be coming at you with guns a-blazing, pun intended. And you, at the micro level in your house, in a conversation over lunch or dinner with a colleague or a dopey relative who can't seem to understand fact versus fiction, or lets their emotions override their ability to think reasonably and honestly, at that micro level, at that little conversation, this explodes across the country when we all face it and square off with it, which is exactly what we have to do. Because the left in this country is going to come after you, as I said, with both barrels blazing. It's just as simple as that. We're also going to have to fight against ourselves. I say ourselves. I'm talking about the five Republican House members, for example. Why are we going to have to fight? Because the media is going to latch on to this. The media is going to say even some Republicans in the Senate and the Democrats, along with their friends, cohorts, and colleagues in the media who are doing their bidding in the press, are going to latch on to this. There are five Republicans. This is bipartisan legislation now, isn't it? Do you understand? You see, again, being right is very difficult. This is the pressure that Mitch McConnell is going to be under, as I told you prior to the new year, what we were going to face. House bills moving across to the Senate that pass overwhelmingly, and the press giving them their bill is common sense gun safety measures. Mitch McConnell under pressure today as five more Republicans join the House. This is going to be a difficult year. The pressure on the Republicans in the Senate, Mitch McConnell in particular, is going to be immense and intense. Can Mitch McConnell cave? Mitch McConnell can cave. There are two areas where Mitch McConnell may cave. It remains to be seen. I wish I had a better answer for you. Extreme risk protection orders, i.e. red flag laws, and quote-unquote universal background checks. These are two areas right now. I don't think an assault weapons ban from Dianne Feinstein doesn't stand a chance in the Senate. Oh, they'll be all over it in the House of Representatives. But that won't stand a chance in the Senate. But wait a minute. We've got five Republicans who just joined the Democrats to criminalize private gun sales. Why won't it stand a chance? Ah, therein lies the question. Therein lies the question. Because Donald Trump will never sign an assault weapons ban. But wait a minute. Donald Trump just banned a piece of plastic. Mark, you've got one on the floor of your studio. I do. It's right there. I'm looking at it. So how do we know Donald Trump won't do that? Because Donald Trump campaigned on the Second Amendment. This is going to be a very, very difficult year, very challenging for all of us as gun owners. And I'm going to close out this segment reminding you what Dave Workman reminded me and you both, the two of us, last time he was on the program. And that is that every gun owner must be an activist now. We can no longer sit down and take it. We have to come out swinging. I'll be back right after this. Hey, gun lover, what if I told you when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find the $1,000 you've been needing to finally buy that gun of your dreams? You could add that Kimber or new hunting rifle to your collection. Well, that dream will come true for 10 of my listeners, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA who provide education, training, and trusted legal protection for responsible gun owners like you and me. Simply text ARM to 87222 right now, and you'll instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. That's it. It's simple, it's quick, it's painless, and it's 100% free. But your opportunity to pick up any gun off the shelf is quickly slipping away. This giveaway ends Friday the 18th. The 10 lucky gun lovers will each receive $1,000 to buy any gun they want, no restriction. Just text the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now for the official rules and lock in your entry before it's too late. Don't get left behind. That's ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, ARM, to 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Friday, the 11th of January already. Time is moving right along. I'm going to go back to these five Republican rhinos here that have joined the Democrat push to criminalize private gun sales. The five reps, as I mentioned before, are Representative Peter King from New York, Brian Fitzpatrick, Pennsylvania, Fred Upton from Michigan, Chris Smith from New Jersey, and Brian Mast from Florida. King is a sponsor of the bill, standing with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Mike Thompson from California, both from California, for wishing to enact more gun control. Representative Mast is continuing to show a penchant for gun control he first displayed after the Parkland school shooting when he called for President Trump to enact a national ban on the sale of AR-15 rifles. That coming from AWR Hawkins. But not really coming from AWR Hawkins. It's coming from Mast and some of the things he said. That was just the perspective that AWR gave us on it. Because if you remember back, I do, AWR wrote a piece for Breitbart reminding us that Trump, what he called for, if we remember, was for Trump to, for Trump, understand this, this is a sitting congressman calling for the President of the United States to enact an immediate temporary ban on AR-15s. You've got to be satellite radio moment wording me. Now, that poses a very interesting question. We have a lot of people screaming right now for Trump to declare a national emergency on the border. I would argue what's going on at the border is a national emergency. Have you ever been to the border? I have been to the border. I've parked my car down in Naco, very dangerous area down there before, and I've walked across that border a number of years ago before it was quite as bad as it is now. But I've sat on the American side of the border in Arizona and watched the buses assemble across the street, literally across the street, that would later disperse over a 50-mile-wide stretch of the border down there in southern Arizona for illegal crossings at night. I've spoken to border guards as I crossed the border about the situation that they face down there. I've had those conversations myself, personally. The agents are not pleased with what they have to go through down there. I can tell you that from personal experience. Very dangerous situation. It clearly is a national emergency. It is a crisis. Now, Pelosi and the rest of them, it would be a crisis if they were Republicans coming over or if Barack Obama was in office, like it was when Barack Obama was in office, but it's not because they hate Trump. More stupidity there, right? Yeah, for those people who fall for that stuff. Unbelievable. But the point that I'm trying to make is, when you look at what Brian Mast said, dating back to, my gosh, when did he say it was? Back in February. I think it was towards the end of the month. I think it was right after Parkland. Parkland was February 14th. Mast was out spewing this stupidity within hours, as if the AR-15 magically said to Nicholas Cruz, pick me up. Take me to the school. Kill as many people as you can. Let's go. I'm the NRA. I'm talking to you. Rather than Nicholas Cruz deciding what weapon he wanted to use. I don't think Brian Mast said that about Virginia Tech. He wasn't in office at the time. But I don't recall him saying that about any murders with handguns. Brian Mast is an idiot. To even suggest that tells you everything that you need to know. And these people, you've got to call this what it is. I absolutely would tell him that. Mr. Representative, I believe you're an idiot. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Let's get him on the program and see if I don't tell him that. Now, I'm not going to lay down and take this anymore. Listener, I'm not. I can't. Nor can you. I don't think you understand. If you can, then you're not clear on what's at stake. You had better be ready to fight. You had better be ready to fight. These are idiotic suggestions. But there's a lot of people claiming Trump, and a lot of good people claiming Trump should declare an emergency on the southern border, national emergency. What happens? Let me ask you a question. What happens? Because what are the Democrats calling gun violence in America? A national what? An epidemic, aren't they? It's a crisis in America. What happens if Trump gets beat because he builds the wall? Or because he doesn't build the wall? Whatever the case is. What happens if Trump loses in 2020? Now you've got a Democrat House and a new Democrat in office. What happens then when that president decides to declare gun violence a national emergency? Suspending your constitutional rights. Oh, it can't happen, right? Won't happen. So what you're telling me is you are stupid enough to believe that a Pelosi, Feinstein, Kamala Harris coalition wouldn't do that? I'm asking you that question seriously. Are you dumb enough to believe that that wouldn't happen? You'd better wake up and think again. Sometimes we'd better be very careful what we wish for, as we just might get it. Well, Mark, those are two different things. They are two different things. Kinda, sorta. Really, they're not. Huh? You think about that. Do you think there's a method to the madness of the Democrats calling gun violence in America a national crisis and an epidemic, a public health problem? Imagine if they are successful at making gun violence a public health issue. Imagine what would happen in America if there were a real public virus health problem killing thousands. Think about what they would say, the correlation that they would make. What would they do in the case of some crazy pandemic? Because that's what they're trying to make, quote-unquote, gun violence, of which two-thirds are suicides. Think about it. They define the narrative, then fix the problem that they created with the narrative. This is very dangerous stuff. Very dangerous stuff. I'm all for fixing that border with a wall. Believe me, as tall as you can make it, and I don't care if it's see-through. Because I'm smart enough to know. I've been on that border many times. I have pictures dating back to the late 1980s of illegals hopping that wall. And the wall at that time in San Diego, I'm talking about down by Chula Vista. I have photographs of it. Down around San Diego, just outside San Diego. Seen it with my own eyes multiple times. This is something that needs to be fixed. National emergency? Better. How about President Kamala Harris declaring gun violence a national emergency and suspending your constitutional rights? Well, I tell you what, we got problems in this country that we have to fix. And a unilateral declaration by a president is a pretty scary way to have to go about it. Because while I might like it because it's the border, I suspect I'm not going to like it so much when Kamala Harris decides that we have to suspend gun sales in America because of the public crisis, health, gun violence epidemic we face in the country. I'll be back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Don't forget to text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. You've only got 7 days left to do this. You've got until a week from today, okay? To jump in on this, the USCCA, of which I'm member number 32, wants to give away, is going to give away, 10 lucky winners are going to get $1,000 to buy the gun of their dreams. Think of what you could buy or what you would, you know, I mean, go ahead, dream about it. You get $1,000, you're going to be able to do it. Whatever gun you want, you can buy. Well, not, you know, you're not going to buy that 1920s era fully automatic Thompson with $1,000. It might be a down payment on one, right? Or a small one anyway. But you get where I'm going with this. They're going to give you $1,000 to buy any gun you want, even if it's the down payment on that fully automatic Thompson, 1920s era fully automatic Thompson, right? Yeah, man, boy, wouldn't that be nice, huh? I have the semi-automatic version of that gun, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Family heirloom right smack out of the box. I've had it for a number of years. It is absolutely gorgeous. Woo, okay, shouldn't have started talking about that. It's one of my favorite guns of all time. All right, text the word armed. It's easy to get sidetracked and you think about that thing. It's like, ARMED to 87222. It is free. It is painless. It is effortless. Just requires a little bit of usage of your thumbs. ARMED to 87222 and get 10 chances. Free, painless, effortless chances to win $1,000 for the gun of your dreams. You've got 7 days left to do this from today. It all ends on Friday the 18th, okay? Please don't do that while you're driving. The question was asked during the break. You really think Kamala Harris can be president? You know, I would like to say absolutely not with that lunatic socialist have a chance. However, I'm going to remind you right now, and I'm going to take a sip of coffee out of my Delta Defense mug here. That's what I've walked past the sign with. Hold on. It's Maker's Mark coffee from the Maker's Mark Distillery. It's really, really good. You should try it. I got my dad a couple bags of it for Christmas. The answer to that question is, while I would like to say no, I want you to understand something right now. While the two lunatics, the Muslim woman from Detroit, I forget her last name, Tlaib, I don't know how she says her name, and Ocasio Cortez were both denied powerful committee seats, meaning House Ways and Means. Now, let's put in perspective what House Ways and Means is. That's the tax writing authority in the United States of America. Probably outside the intelligence one, or judicial and intelligence, the single most powerful committee in the country is the House Ways and Means Committee. And the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee can determine what you get in your paycheck, pal. All right? Make no mistake how powerful that committee is. It's a tax writing committee in this country. They've already changed rules in the House, by the way, to make taking more of your money easier when it comes to rules and procedures and number of votes. That's for a different show. But take me at my word on that. You can look it up. There are five progressive socialists now sitting on the House Ways and Means Committee. I want you to think about that. An ideology that has no place in this country, that we could not have even imagined in this country to the degree we have it today. In the Greatest Generation, for example, could never have imagined this permeating our culture the way it has. We now have five avowed progressive socialist members of the Progressive Caucus on the Ways and Means Committee. Can Kamala Harris be president? Could Donald Trump be president? Who'd have thunk that 20 years ago? Could Barack Obama be president? Could Kamala Harris be president? You've got to open your eyes. You'd be doing yourself, your family, your children a huge disservice to think that will never happen. My home will never be broken into, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You listen to this program, you're smart enough to understand these things. The answer to that question is, yeah, it could happen. So we'd better be very careful what we wish for. Barack Obama's famous for saying, don't worry about them, the hell with them. I have a pen and a phone, and I intend to use both. Well, he found out what that got him, didn't he? A president that came in and erased everything he wrote with his pen, for the most part, and wiped out those phone numbers and took them right out of the White House Rolodex, didn't he? Yeah, he did. Hence why the economy is exploding right now, by eliminating and relieving some of the regulation that was put into place with that phone and that pen. It can all be wiped out. Yeah, Kamala Harris can be president. Crazy, huh? Yeah, crazy, I know. But it could happen. Who'd ever thunk that we'd have five socialists sitting on the House Ways and Means Committee? You think about that when it comes to your taxes. You think about that when Ocasio Cortez talks about wanting to take 70% of your money over a certain amount. Because guess what? There's apparently a figure out there that you're not allowed to keep any of if you make more of it. Once you hit that threshold, well, they get it. And they're going to take it because you don't need it anymore because they said so. Very, very dangerous. America has fought this ideology in the past. Pennsylvania governor calls for total ban on all semi-automatic weapons. What? Are you kidding me? Pennsylvania governor calls for total ban on all semi-automatic weapons. The governor of the great state of Pennsylvania, he's a Democrat. Governor Tom Wolf, Democrat. Listen to his tweet. It's time for Pennsylvania, this was yesterday, it's time for Pennsylvania to have a conversation about restricting semi-automatic rifles. That means keeping you from having them. That's what restricting means. Dangerous people should not have easy access to the weapons that killed innocent victims in Pittsburgh. Who are dangerous people? You are. You are dangerous people. Anybody with a semi-automatic rifle is a dangerous person, according to Democrat Governor Tom Wolf. Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania. News Radio 1020, KDKA, reported, Governor Wolf tells Larry and John, must be a local show, he supports a state law that would restrict or ban assault weapons. But he just said semi-automatic rifles in the tweet. But he told Larry and John, must be a local radio show, that he supports restricting or a ban on assault weapons. Assault weapons, semi-automatic rifles. Assault weapons, semi-automatic rifles, semi-automatic rifles, assault weapons. They're one and the same. They're one and the same. That's what the Democrats are saying to us. That's why Feinstein's ban filed yesterday in the U.S. Senate bans over 205 rifles. Semi-automatic rifle equals assault weapon. I-1639 in Washington State reclassifies every single semi-automatic rifle as an assault weapon. Why? Because it's semi-automatic. It clicks when you pick it up like it does in TV. You pick it up and hoist it over your shoulder, click, 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 it makes all those cool noises. It's a semi-automatic rifle. The ATF has unilaterally declared a piece of plastic a machine gun because I can bump fire my semi-automatic assault rifle with it. Wait, but I don't need a bump stock to bump fire, which the ATF now says is machine gun. I don't need it to do that. It's a semi-automatic assault rifle, and lo and behold, it's not necessary. It must be a machine gun, too. Stretch? There are five progressive socialists on the House Ways and Means Committee, one of the most powerful committees in America today. Can Kamala Harris be president? Could Donald Trump be president? Is Donald Trump president? Could they really do this? The answer to that is a whopping hell yes, they can. You've got sitting governor. I've been telling you this for years. They're eventually coming out of the closet and talking about banning everything. Didn't take long, did it? I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm when not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com for more information and to buy today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment four already. We are going to be running into the weekend here coming up, the Monster broadcast on Sunday. I should have the regular straight-up lineup in here of AWR Hawkins and Alan Gottlieb, two individuals that we've been hearing from sporadically over the holidays. We're going to try to get back into the regular groove this weekend because we have new news coming out from the Second Amendment Foundation again in another press release. I was speaking with Alan Gottlieb yesterday, and I can't wait to bring his voice back to the program this weekend. AWR Hawkins, back from a big hunt. Yeah, you should see some of the pictures. You follow him on Instagram, AWR Hawkins. Check him out at AWR Hawkins on Twitter. Make sure to follow him on Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins and read everything he writes at Breitbart News. Before I go any further, let me also remind you, yes, it is 87222. Text armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Armed, the word armed, A-R-M-E-D to 87222. The USCCA wants to give you, they want to make you one of 10 people that they hand $1,000 to buy the gun of your dreams. 7 days. It ends on the 18th, which is 7 days from today. So make sure to participate. It's really simple. Pull your thumbs out. Pick up your stupid little device. I know I hate these things. I can't stand them. I hate having to lug them around. Reminds me when I smoked cigarettes years ago. Had to lug around a pack of smokes, keys. It's just a waste of space in your pocket. But nonetheless, you got to have them, right? I know. Use your... It's angry. So easy to get angry, Mark, out of the box. Maybe I should slow down on the coffee. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and get in on that chance, free chance, to win $1,000, the gun of your dreams. Could be you. Believe me, it could very well be you. I'd love to hear about it if, in fact, you do. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. But please, please, please don't text while you're driving, okay? Very important. I've got a 16-year-old daughter that's driving now, and it changes your whole perspective on everything, I can promise you. And I look around and I see it. I see the stupidity on the roads. Stupid has been the recurring theme of the week, hasn't it? My gosh, you see it going on the roads, and you just got to wonder what's going through people's heads. Is a text message really that important? You can't wait to pull off the side of the road or stop at the QT and get yourself one of those sandwiches and a cup of coffee and then check your texts? I mean, come on, man. Use your head. Stupidity. Don't be that stupid person. And a stupid person would not take advantage of the free stuff that the USCCA offers. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Just don't do it while you're driving. Could Kamala Harris be president? Yeah, the sad answer is she could. What about Elizabeth Warren? Yeah. She could. You never know what can happen. I know. Who'd have thunk Donald Trump would have been president, right? Donald Trump is president. So keep these things in mind. Keep these things in mind. I want to go back to Governor Tom Wolf for just a moment, because this is a classic. What Wolf did is a classic liberal gun-hating, freedom-hating, freedom-hater, gun-hater ploy. It is a technique administered by everybody on the far left, gun-grabber left. Just deny it after you say it. What? Well, he said it. How can he deny it? It's easy. Democrats do it all the time. His tweet, "It's time for Pennsylvania to have a conversation about restricting semi-automatic rifles. Dangerous people should not have easy access to the weapons that killed innocent victims in Pittsburgh." Well, the weapons didn't kill anybody in Pittsburgh. A lunatic did. Chose to pick up a weapon and do it. Yeah, I know. We forget that sometimes, right? These people think the weapons just walk around. There was an AR-15 just walking around by itself. Yeah, it doesn't matter to them, right? But he told Larry and John, must be a local radio program, he supports a state law that would restrict or ban assault weapons. Ban. Well, ban means keep you from having them. So what is the liberal ploy? Well, when confronted by Larry and John, must be a local radio program, later on in the segment, people from one side or the other go to the complete extreme. You're trying to take away my weapons, and that's not the case? And Wolf said, no, that's not the case. He doesn't want to take away weapons, but he's talking about banning them. He just said he wants to ban them. Make no mistake about this. This man doesn't want you to have them. He is out of the closet like the rest of them. Don't forget that. These people cannot be believed. You cannot trust anybody in a position of power that has a D next to their name. You cannot trust the, I know it's tough, right? You cannot, it's not when it comes to a Democrat. You cannot trust these people with your guns. Period. 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 Follow that period with an exclamation point or two or three. These people are liars. They cannot be trusted with your firearms. Period. Don't you forget that. That's not really fair to say. I mean, the guy said he doesn't want to ban. He's not going to. Really? He later came out in the same interview stating that he hopes the state legislature will implement what? Some type of restrictions on ownership, similar to those proposed by Pittsburgh City Council, which includes, by the way, a ban on semi-automatic rifles. Are you following me here? By the way, I guess the governor is okay with the mayor of Pittsburgh openly, blatantly seeking to violate state law. Because what he's doing in his proposals to ban these assault weapons is a violation of the state preemption law. But that doesn't matter. It's for the children. Doesn't matter. We've got to stand up and violate the law. So my question to you is, at what time are you going to stand up and say, no, enough is enough? Guess what happened at the Pittsburgh State House? Excuse me, not the State House. State House is in Harrisburg. I'm talking about the mayor's office in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mayor Peduto's office. That was on Grant Street in Pittsburgh. A rally was held, and hundreds of people showed up to voice their concern. Do you think the mayor cares? Do you think the mayor cares? He doesn't care. He couldn't care less. However, it's great that you stood up there, because that's you saying no. That's how we say no in America. But at what point? Now, let's assume the city council in Pittsburgh, because they're gonna, and the mayor signs off on, because he's gonna, on an illegal, quote-unquote, city council rule, because they're gonna, that's in violation of state law, because they're gonna, because they don't care, and they're going to expect residents of Pittsburgh to follow said law. Are you? For many, many years on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, now in its 10th year, April 26th is my 10th year on the air. Never missed a Sunday program ever in my 10 years of doing that Sunday weekly show. Never. And I'm not going to. I have been telling you that Americans, because of the Democrats, good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding American citizens are soon going to be forced to have to make very, very difficult decisions. Pittsburgh, it won't be long for you. Jersey, you're already over it. Many, many, many thousands of you have already made that decision. You're not turning in your lawfully owned products. Americans across the country, because of a quote-unquote bump stock ban, are going to have to make a very difficult decision. I'm one of them. I have one. It's right here. Apparently, I have until March. There are court cases working their way through the system right now. Will there be an injunction? Don't know. I'm going to have to make some decisions. Am I going to keep it? At what point in time are we going to stand up and say, enough, 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 enough? The answer is no. You want me, come and get me. But not just me, hundreds of thousands of me. Put us all in jail. At what point in time do we say enough is enough? We're getting to that point in America right now. It is sad, but true. Sad, but true. I had a bunch of emails from yesterday I wanted to read for you today. I'm not going to have enough time to do it. So I'll close out today's program with this. Just another reminder. The recurring theme this week was tough for a lot of people to hear. I got a really good email from somebody that says, look, Mark, I'm on your team, bro, basically, but I don't think you should call somebody with a differing opinion of yours stupid. And I reminded him I didn't call somebody with a differing opinion of mine stupid. I called somebody about who couldn't accept the facts stupid. There's a difference. Opinions are subjective. We're not talking about subjective things here. We're talking about facts. And it is high time that you stand up and take a stand. You must make a stand. It's time for you to draw a line in the sand. These people are coming after you. They're coming after you hard. Now, we'll talk more about it with some guests coming up on the Sunday Monster broadcast. Until we meet on the radio again on this Sunday's Monster Show coming up in just a couple days, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. You know I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. You got a lot of thinking to do. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.